Since you have met, sweet summer, now I'll tell all that I know of those four poor sad souls who were Sir Robert's wards. It went not well once they became the means to gain his goals. E'en in a land so small, from time to time tragedy strikes at home, and no one knows how from the depths of sorrow can they climb when a young mother dies of weary woes. Thus are there ever children left unloved, or if yet loved, abandoned through great pain, into the arms of others roughly shoved, or as they walk a cold and lonely lane, finding a little bundle by the road, some parent sadly found too hard a load. These to Sir Robert came as Sunderland's king. Where else to take them then but whence lies power? Nowadays no one ever once would bring even a dying child for one last hour. But when we knew not all the depths of him, people supposed that since he took the throne he would accept the duties, often grim, that every king must ponder all alone. What to be done with these? But Robert, cruel, carefully put them by a space of days into a nurse's arms in case they mule, all for a purpose suiting wicked ways. To him all things are assets counted cold, and thus he cursed the fertile field and fold. Sadly you know the witch hag's tale too well. After, however, years of toil were ours, ever too rapid prospered crops in hell, years did it take to raise up Robert's towers. And when the westward tower the first was done, into the mortar poured the blood of fall. Robert, you see, complete dominion won, and though we hated Robert one and all, his power has no check in all this land. Sorcerers guide their lord as does them please. Slaughtered was fall to suit their mad demand, and in that knowledge I fell on my knees and begged our lord to let me take his form to sea, as Robert wished. It was still warm. From that time on, full knowing Robert's heart, I took a care to do whate'er I could. Then many tasks became my painful part. The little boy I carried through the wood, and far within prepared his tiny grave with many tears. In Castle Cole I tried my best to save the girls from fears as best I could. The sisters never asked but wondered why their baby brother dear was taken away. Henceforth a turret grasped the sullen sky that others called the Tower of Fall that day. Whenever chance afforded in their bowers I played them games, and they, confused and lost, would hear me hours, but all their names suggested towers. Then to the eastward rose another hulk that shut the morning sky from those behind. Young Winter soon began to moan and sulk, but never shared her deep and secret mind. And nothing would I ask, for how could I answer her strife? Again, again, I'd wait all night to try in Robert's life. He never slept. When spring began to bloom, Sir Robert rose and told the children soon they'd go with him grandly on expeditions such as those who slaughtered dragons, fighting battles grim. The girls would there behold a proper knight, and so he took the three of them to see the private sight in Fairy Nook, or Auriel. He took me too, for even he did know that all of them had called me closest friend, and so I saw nature's blazing show, as pure fertility without an end filled all the isle with power. The trees grew great within a day, but summer shouted out with violent hate, "You made her stay! She sleeps our dream!" Sir Robert stared, then shoved us with a scowl back in the tunnel only he had used. Then locking up the gate in hate so foul enacted as his victory, he abused the memory of their mother with his sword beside her throat. "I am the knight who struck her to the sword," he posed to gloat. We shivered there. When, on returning castlewards, his wrath remained, his play not conjuring applause, all his pretence was lost. The aftermath was openly to treat the girls as whores, as things not loved. They lacked respect or care. "That tower," he said, "which bears your brother's name, yes, over there, I laid him dead. I spilled his blood." In days the Tower of Spring was made complete, and though the workers knowing tried to slack, unless Sir Robert's angry urge they meet, their futures were the blackest of the black. "Since towers there are," Sir Robert told them clear, "from them you fall, unless complete in time, then as you fear, yes, one and all, from top to ground." Spring was aware what came, and tried to smile, so sisters might believe she knew not what would happen to her in a little while, and so she schemed, but fool me, she could not. "Alas, one day I took her tiny corpse up through the wood, and hated every way that Robert warped sad sisterhood and made her grave. Now for the sisters too, life ever grim would be, and nothing brought them cheer, of course. Robert, at least they saw no more of him. I cannot say how great was my remorse, for what can save a girl from giddy grief when northward grows a monument arising to her brief and bitter life all grown with crows? In this condition first I sought the Lord, no other source of help remained to try. Columba from her birth had him adored, and now I sought with deep and saddest sigh in prayer from every corner of my heart become devout. We people from Bruxelles and apart could but cry out where once we sang. So summer saw her sister go to death. Brave winter simply scorned us all as fools. She bade her sister cherish every breath until rejoined with her for him who rules. They'd meet again in better times somewhere, all four as one, some day to meet awake their mother fair, when grief was gone and worlds laid waste. Another summer lived this life. The tower to the south made thus complete the castle whence Sir Robert caused us strife, and being safe within gave less to eat to us poor fools who fought him not at first. Why did we not? If we had died he had not done his worst, for what we got was worse than death. Then finally 2 years ago she died, and once again I wandered through the wild. In forest fair I laid me down and cried beside the tiny grave of each sad child, but in that place so sacred to their names I heard a song. I saw them four all joined in merry games and wandered long. If sight is given men to see such things, are there in truth such angels as make rings in forest fair? Is death a place where children ever play, and one who cares will wash their tears away who lingers there?